Hare Krishna, dear children and families. Tonight is story 112, Yashoda sees the universe while Krishna yawns. Previously, in the salvation of Trinavarta, Gokula sparkled under a gentle sun while village life bustled happily. Mother Yashoda, full of love, sat with baby Krishna on her lap, cradling him close and lovingly singing lullabies. Peaceful sounds of churning yogurt and children at play filled the air. Yashoda's touch comforted little Krishna, making him smile up at her with twinkling eyes. It was a time of great joy and calm, and everyone's hearts were at peace. Tonight our story continues from this warm scene, where something most wonderful is about to happen as little Krishna rests in Yashoda's arms. The bright morning continued in Gokula, and Mother Yashoda still held her darling Krishna close. She sat beneath the shade of a large banyan tree, the soft grass beneath her, and the chirping of sparrows nearby. Her arms made a gentle cradle, and Krishna nestled in, happy and safe. She softly stroked his curly hair and hummed to him, letting the sweet melody float through the peaceful courtyard. After the turmoil of the wind demon Trinavarta's attack, everyone in Gokula felt both amazed and relieved, grateful to have Krishna safe at home. Nanda Maharaj and the other villagers offered prayers. Yashoda, too, was full of devotion. She gazed down at her beautiful baby, marveling at his tiny nose and delicate hands. Sometimes she wept a little in relief, then smiled again, wiping her eyes so as not to worry Krishna. Soon it was time to nurse him. Yashoda adjusted her sari lovingly and brought him close. Krishna latched on and looked up with lotus-like eyes. The sunlight flickered softly through the tree branches, dancing across their faces. Cows ambled by in the distance, and the sweet smell of roasted barley drifted from the kitchens. As Yashoda nursed him, she whispered, "Oh, my little Gopala, you are the light of my life." She watched Krishna yawn, his small mouth opening wide. His eyes glimmered with contentment, and the world felt peaceful. But just then, something astonishing happened. As Krishna yawned, Yashoda looked into his mouth, and what she saw made her heart stop. She peered inside, expecting to see a rosy, tiny tongue and maybe the little milk teeth of her baby. But instead, she saw an endless, dazzling space within. There, inside Krishna's small mouth, she saw the vast blue sky with the glowing sun and moon floating in it. Thousands of shining stars twinkled and danced. The high mountains and the rushing rivers appeared, stretching into the distance with snowcaps and green valleys. Yashoda blinked in amazement. She saw oceans rolling in gentle waves and forests full of every kind of tree. She even saw all living creatures, tiny insects, busy ants, great elephants, playful monkeys, graceful birds, and gentle deer. Everything that existed in the entire universe was revealed right there inside her little Krishna's mouth. Even her own village of Gokula was there. She saw the Yamuna River curving past the fields, the cows grazing, and the familiar huts of her friends and neighbors. She even glimpsed herself, sitting by the banyan tree, holding baby Krishna in her lap. This pastime reminds us that Krishna is always the Supreme Lord, even when he appears as a little child needing his mother's care. To those with simple love such as Mother Yashoda, the Lord may reveal even the greatest mysteries. The vision of the universe in Krishna's mouth shows that everything comes from him and exists by his will. It also teaches that we can approach God through loving service, just as Yashoda loves and cares for baby Krishna. Her pure affection lets her see wonders that even great sages cannot imagine. 5 lessons for tonight. 1. God can perform wonderful miracles that no one else can. 2. Mother Yashoda's pure love is greater than her curiosity. 3. Krishna protects and amazes his devotees in gentle ways. 4. The universe is inside Krishna because everything belongs to him. 5. Simple, loving faith can reveal extraordinary secrets about God. Dear Lord Krishna, please help me remember that you are always with me in every part of the universe and right here in my heart. Just as you revealed your wonders to Mother Yashoda, please bless me with loving devotion and a peaceful mind when I sleep. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you for your kindness and the miracles you show your devotees. Good night, dear Lord. Please let me have sweet dreams of you. Next time, in Garga Muni Names Krishna and Balarama, the child Krishna receives sacred names in a gentle and holy ceremony. A wise sage comes to Nanda Maharaja's house, bringing blessings and peaceful surprises for the whole family.